This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter. Glad I'm here.
And today we have the big dog in the studio with us the whole show.
Well, we couldn't just contain him today. You could tell he's got a fire and energy, and we thought, no, we got to bring the big dog out because you got to let him howl for a whole hour here.
Yeah, that's definitely how people describe me.
Alan's on a roll today before the show, so I know Halloween just got over a couple days ago.
Actually, my wife told me not to do
that. This show might be the scariest of the year for me. Today's show, we got an hour with the three of us, and Lord only knows what's going to happen and what we're going to talk about. So,
well, let me just say before we get started, Lord, I apologize. So I'm covered for the show.
Okay, you might want to end with that too. Well, I was gone for the weekend, but it was cold around here, it sounds like, so.
It was cold.
Oh, I know. Hopefully
who would call me? Logan, why would you call me when you know we're on the radio?
Yeah, I spent most of the weekend in the mountains of myself.
Okay.
So you really did withdraw.
It's hunting season. I was driving around and hanging out.
Out of cell phone range, I hope.
No, my cell phone range keeps getting bigger and bigger, so it's really hard to get out of range.
Well, don't tell people that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gone hunting.
Oh, I ignore everybody. So
there you go. He has his own, what do you call that, sensor. It's like, nope, not answering it. Okay, so Carlos, I'm going to start off with this. I was going to save this one for later, but Sarah, I so hope you are listening because... And I'll get to Owen update later because I know everybody wants an Owen update. But so spending my weekends in the hospital, you know, and up in Portland, it can be kind of a downer, you know. I mean, there's good things, there's bad things, there's highlights, there's whatever.
Hospital's a hospital.
Yeah. So I'm messing around on Facebook, and Carlos's wife, Sarah, does not disappoint me this weekend. So they have girls hunting trip, girls only. I think I'm supposed to put the only.
Ooh, that's
in there.
Scary.
This is their third year.
So it's a bunch of ladies.
With weapons
out hunting, which I love. I'm like, yeah, girls, you do that. You go do that. So, but they're so funny because they put up a homemade sign.
Well, they didn't put it up. Me and my buddy Mike went up.
Oh,
last
you
weekend.
Guys are the one that did this?
We went up the weekend before to where they were going to camp. And
oh.
We put that up so that they would find it.
It's very nicely done. Okay, so Carlos puts this up then. See, I'm getting the full meal deal here with all of them. So it says, warning, highly unstable, untrained, extremely loud, short-tempered, and most definitely partially intoxicated group of women seen attempting to hunt in this area. Be very careful.
Ruh-roh.
It was awesome.
It's not.
I laughed so women, hard.
Me, you know, women with weapons.
This sign is epic awesomeness.
No.
Still hanging up there.
They actually posted that sign?
Yeah, look.
Oh, Lord.
Printed this on full page paper.
Let me see that. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page.
Okay. it made my weekend, y'all. So check out the Facebook page. But Carlos, kudos to you. I thought maybe the ladies did it just being funny. That was funny. I hope they found it funny. I loved it. And it made my weekend. So thank you for that. It gave me the giggles.
Oh, my Lord.
For sure.
Did you see the rest of the pictures of their trip?
I did, yeah.
They had a good time.
Yeah. It was. It looked like a great time. And I'm not going to invade in their personal time, but I did steal that little thing because it was one of my giggles for the week.
It is pretty cool because, let's face it, it's not about the guy getting it. A lot of times it's just like boys getting away, just being boys, being stupid. And there's no reason women can't take that opportunity. You know, that's pretty cool.
No, total camaraderie and just a good time had by all. So, you know, it's just a slumber party with ammo.
I'll tell you what, they prepared for like the end of the world because my wife brought so much food back. I mean, my fridge was just packed. I think we've got
six loaves of
bread.
Hey, that's a win-win then for you. It's like, hey. Yeah, bring that back. That's what happened with Jeffrey this year when he went to Idaho. That didn't work out so well because our phone call home to check and see how things were going ended with a crying me. So he came right back home. And then I'm like, man, we have all these snacks and goodies and food in the refrigerator. I was like, oh, okay. Everybody's eating good in hunting camp and they brought it home.
I can imagine, you know, because I know when the guys go away, the ladies stalk us really well. So now when they go away, man, I can't imagine not only food, but cocktails and, you know. Oh,
you know it. Absolutely. Anyway, that made my day. But I'm going to jump back now to Owen because I talked about being up there. And I know a lot of people are actually listening to get these updates each week. So, gosh, we've had some interesting stuff this week. One of them's kind of an inappropriate, funny story, but I told Cheryl I think I'm going to share that one anyway today, but I'm going to save that. So,
well, you're inappropriate doesn't even raise the radar on mine, so okay. I've already ruined, you know. So feel free, Shannon.
Well, so I went up and got to partake in some of the therapies. Mind you, he is still in a coma, so I want to preface that, the medicated coma. He is not awake and communicating with us or whatever, but he's still in there and he's still hearing us, and that's exciting. And so they kind of try to stimulate him to get him a little bit awake to do some activities or physical therapy that they do for him just to see how much he can gauge. And when they opened his eyes for him, he opened his other eye, which, as some people don't know, had been sewn shut for almost 2 weeks. And so he opened it himself. And so I just told him how handsome he was and how Nana was so excited to see him. And I waved at him and said, hello, my beautiful boy. And he moved his arm to wave to me. Not once,
awesome.
Not twice, but 3 times. So that was kind of a big high for me. I was super excited. And
did you lose it?
I didn't.
Really?
I'm trying not to have emotions.
Good girl.
Room. So that it doesn't make him emotional. But the next day he was struggling. He had had a lot done, a lot of therapies, a lot of things like that during the day. So he had kind of had a little bit over maybe what he could handle. And the next day we saw the emotions, and that is just going to tear your heart out. So that's where I left, was with him having some emotion, some crying. He can't talk, he can't communicate, he can't do anything, but just the tears going down and a look of sadness on his face. So that was heartbreaking.
But it's also good.
Yeah, I mean, he's in there.
I mean, and that means a different part of the brain is operating, so that's a positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here comes the inappropriate part, which this is funny. So yesterday, text message. I get my morning updates, and then anything exciting during the day, I get a little special alert. And then at night, I get my nightly updates. This is how we function as the family. This is how we're working. And so I get the update that he had had a good day and positive day. Emotions were down, and actually, his mom's significant other kind of broke some wind, kind of farted in the room. Okay.
Is that the inappropriate part?
That was inappropriate.
Oh, my gosh. That doesn't even wave the surface.
Oh,
okay. I have shocked our audience way more than that.
Well, that was the inappropriate part. So he tooted. Well, anyway.
He ripped one.
So they were picking on him like, I can't believe you just did that in the hospital room, blah, blah, blah. And he giggled. Owen giggled. So he thought
that's
it
awesome.
Was funny, and he thought them ribbing him about tooting was funny. So he giggled a couple times. So that's my inappropriate story, but it was funny. And last night to go to bed, I was like, my kid still has a sense of humor. My grandson, still the best.
Still a boy.
Thinking farts are funny. And that's my story for today. So hopefully that didn't make anybody cry like last week. But
farting?
farting. The whole story.
I don't think you can make people cry over a fart story.
No, I don't know about that. I'm just being sensitive for Joe.
Yeah. I was like, we might have one, right, Joe? Yeah.
So I'm trying to lighten them up on the updates. But anyway, still moving forward. Alan still has his finger, too.
Yeah, they didn't cut it. They were talking about lopping it off last week.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going up to see another surgeon up in Eugene. That's like, just cut it off. It's on my left hand.
Oh, good grief.
I know everybody thinks, wow, how you're taking it kind of good. And they think I'm kind of, you know.
You're trying to stress out
tough,
your wife and
it's
kids.
Like, no, I just really can't do anything with my left hand anyway.
Oh, you'd miss it if it was done.
We've been through a lot together, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I don't even want to.
Yeah, don't get into those stories.
It's like, you know, yeah, remember the days, you know. But
no.
Hey, maybe cut it off. And I know my oldest, Ashley, she'd probably want the finger. She'd make a little necklace out of it, you know.
She's kind of into that.
That would be the ultimate giving someone the finger, huh?
That's so gross.
What happens if they cut it off and then all you can do is, like, walk in left-hand circles?
What if it throws your balance off forever?
It can't possibly hurt your golf game. So
no,
shots
help.
Fired. Shots fired by Carlos.
Well, it's like, well, I tried to give somebody the left-handed finger and it didn't work anyway. So
goodness.
Call it good. So,
well, I'm glad you still have it, and I hope you keep it for a very long time.
I know everybody else wants to keep it around, so maybe we can just, you know, cut it off and everybody can have their day.
That's gross. It's way more inappropriate than my tooting story. Gross.
I haven't even got into details. But,
oh, gross.
But Angie just texted me.
And said, be quiet.
No, she said, no howling.
No howling?
I'm banned from howling. Because every time we get the big dog, I got to go,
oh.
But today was an early howl. Normally it's end of the show howl.
But we're like, hey, Carlos, come on out.
I'm glad you guys had me. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, so you went hunting. I'm coming back to you, Carlos.
Yep.
Were we successful? Did we get anything?
I didn't see no blood under your fingernails.
Did you shop?
Oh, no, I didn't get nothing.
Window shopping?
No. So we went out Friday morning, basically so that we could set up the girls' camp for them.
You're so nice.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want them to... It was either that or send them with my chainsaw.
Oh, gotcha.
And yeah, good call.
So I went out to get them firewood and stuff. And then we just did some road hunting. And, you know, me and my buddy hung out for a couple days cruising around and seeing what we could see.
And as typical, seen a lot of big bucks, but not one big enough, right, Carlos?
Well, I didn't really see much of anything.
You're supposed to lie with me.
I saw one buck. He was big enough to shoot, but he was way too fast.
Or you were way too slow.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to my son Garrett yesterday on the way home, and he's like, oh, I'm just watching a 3-point here. And I said, oh, well, how long are you going to watch it before you do something? And he's like, no, this one's not what I want, not what I'm looking for. And I was like, oh. And he's like, you got a tag, Mom? And I'm like, no, I didn't get one with everything going on with Owen. I'm skipping that all this year. And he's like, this would have been a great one for you. So, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Let's break that down, y'all.
Yeah, it doesn't meet my standards, but it's great for you, Mom.
Yeah, so I think my kid thinks I have no standards, but my freezer's full, too, so I really do this year because I don't need the
jerky.
Meat. Ugh, I'm not a big jerky person.
Well, I think the rest of us, well, me and Carlos are.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've been by my tag every year, and I hardly ever go anymore because, I don't know, it just, A, the deer around here are, you know, smaller than Jack's or German Shepherd, you know, for the most part. And there's so many crazy people out in the woods, so if I can't go on one of my clients' ranches, it's just not worth it. And normally I'll get one in my field, but my nephews have been, and my niece been shooting them in my yard.
Keep so they've
been,
the
I've been teeing them up. But Josh, good job, buddy. He got his 3-point, not in my yard, but up the hill. So he's 9 years old, got his first buck. So that was really cool.
That is awesome. Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for a break already.
Good, I need one.
So. Oh, brother, I need one from you. All right, we're going to be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, goodness. That was not long enough.
Sorry. Whoops.
Oh, we're back with more of your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter.
Barely.
And Carlos, the big dog from Umpqua Survival.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, let's tell us about what's going on down in your neck of the woods on Diamond Lake.
I love Umpqua Survival.
We know it.
You know, there's such good people down there, too.
Yeah, I think we should get the finger.
We'll hang it up on the wall. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Everybody email in if you want in the raffle.
Yeah, raffle? No, yeah. It's going to be like the Stanley Cup. We're just going to pass it around.
No, we need to make money off of it.
Get it bronzed?
Yeah, it's like, you know, take it out to dinner, use it for dip, and, you know, I mean.
Oh, good Lord.
Sorry. Carlos, go ahead. What's happening at the store?
What's happening up across the river?
We got another raffle this month. This month we're giving away Henry Golden Boy 22.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Those are super
popular. We've got a picture here.
And it's one of my favorite months because we use all the money that we make to buy toys for Rudolph Run.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Now, Carlos, just let folks know, won't you have a barrel?
Yeah. Actually, last year we ended up with 3 barrels.
There you go.
Because we fill up so much.
Wow. So. Okay. So
yeah,
we,
and
they can
and you fill how many?
I think we filled most of them, yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's fun.
So the money you use for toy shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mostly do it on Amazon, I can't lie, because I personally hate going to the store. So.
And it's, you know, you get a so much better deal, you know, rather than going to a big box store.
Yeah.
We don't like big box stores. What? We like local stores.
Shop local.
And a lot of those Amazons are localish. Yeah. But it is. I mean, it's made it so easy for us husbands, you know. Yeah.
But it's one of my funnest things to do. I really think it's cool. And I try my best to get good toys because when I was a kid, we actually did participate in Toys for Tots and that kind of stuff growing up. And it always sucked because we always got, like, the worst presents.
Yeah, the quality is not good. Yeah.
So I try not to get that kind of stuff. I try and get good things and stuff that I hear my kids and grandkids and whatnot asking for. So I try and put that stuff in there.
That's cool because I remember it's like growing up, what did we get? Clothes. It's like, don't get clothes for Christmas. Clothes is, you know, Christmas you need to get toys, you know.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool because it is, and everything is appreciated, but it's kind of nice for the kids to get something, you know, one item that's nice, you know.
It also makes it so that if you've never participated in the raffle before and you don't want to spend money, you can bring in a new unwrapped toy and we'll give you a free raffle ticket just for bringing in a toy and donating.
You got that.
That's awesome.
They're just awesome.
Well, the ultimate goal is to get as many toys as possible, and that's a great way to do it.
That's pretty cool.
But the way I understand it, the last couple of years they've been breaking records on how much stuff they're getting. So
right.
But you know, really that is Douglas County. I mean, let's face it. You know, it's our economy is really starting to slow, and yet individuals and businesses are stepping up, and I think it's this year is going to be huge. I mean, it's going to be critical. I mean, prices are up 15-20% plus. That means that, you know, that $200-$300 typically, you know, a kid gets just not going to go very far. So, you know, this year we really need to, you know, to step up if we can and fill in because, I mean, Christmas is just one of those places we got to make kids happy, you know.
When do the barrels? Are the barrels already out?
Oh, no. I don't think they come out until, like, right, it's like December 1st or something.
Oh, they wait till Turkey Day's over.
No, I think
Thanksgiving.
It's like it's right around Thanksgiving.
Right after Black Friday.
Yeah.
Still, if somebody wants to buy one, I'm sure you can find a spot for it until then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll just store the stuff until.
Yeah, so if you find a good sale on toys out there and get a good rip, take it down to Carlos. He's ready for it, and you know, and it's funny because last week we had Roseburg Towing on here, and we were talking about that. You know, the toy drive, and it's just an awesome, awesome event. So, and we can all just jump in and participate. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about Christmas this year and just what that'll look like for our family or whatever. And I, we, last weekend, the kids took Hunter to see his brother, and the doctor came in and said, here, bud, you know, and gave Hunter a toy to like play with or to divert his attention if he got uncomfortable or whatever. And they gifted him a toy or whatever. And I thought, how cool is that? And so, I mean, all the different ways that these kids get gifted stuff in a time of need, whether that be financial or emotional or, you know, a health related situation. It's just cool that people are out there doing that. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you know, I know everybody's going to have a little bit tougher time maybe this year. So, you know, start early this year, you know, and if each one could reach one, if we just, you know, get one gift, one small thing, and be able to bless someone else.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good, and hey, let's face it, it's always awesome to give and help people. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time, and Carlos will attest to this. Mm-hmm. It's way more fun for us to give than whatever the, you know, the recipients. I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's kind of I don't know what you'd call it, but that's the whole reason we do what we do is giving back to the community. It feels good to me. So
absolutely. I mean, I hate to say that. Yeah, we like helping people, but gosh, it feels a lot better for me than I can't imagine that anybody gets the gratitude that I feel by being able to bless, you know, to do this, because the reality is we're like Carlos. The only reason we're able to do it is because of our local community supporting us.
Right.
So, you know, so let's, you know, maybe this year we think about a little bit sooner, you know, because it's going to be a little bit tougher across for everybody, I think. Yeah. I went and bought Halloween candy. Oh, you know, I always go the day after.
Okay, I shared that with the kids last night.
Yeah, and I load up candy for the girls to have snacks and give to the kids at the office. And I go into the big box store and I get this bag of candy. I don't even look at the price because it's half price, right? So it can't be bad. So they're ringing up my bag of candy, and it's like $17 a bag. I said, oh, I don't think you got the half price on that. I said, oh, yes, we did. $35 for a bag of candy.
Yeah, it's spending nowadays.
It was nuts.
And it wasn't even a 50-pound bag.
I told the kids that.
It was like a 3-pound. It's like, holy smokes. So, you know, so it's going to be a tough one. So let's step up where we can.
Well, I think let's all take some stuff out to Carlos's and drop some toys off over the next 2 months. Or go out and buy a ticket and check out what they've got going on out at Umpqua Survival. And
yeah, it's a beautiful rifle. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
I also have a question for Carlos.
Yeah.
You were looking at adding to the staff. Are we having a new person? Have we found a new person?
Well, actually, it's kind of
somebody
little,
having
it's a
baby?
Little bit bittersweet, actually. I'm actually losing two people.
Oh.
Skylar and Z have both found new positions, doing other things, making more money and bettering themselves. So I'm going to have two new staff members.
Congratulations to
out.
Them, but we're
but
sad because they're awesome.
Yeah, I know. So there'll be two new faces here in the very near future. So
do you have anyone hired?
I haven't hired anyone yet. I'm still doing interviews, but
he's checking them out.
I'm
he's
trying to be
lists.
Done before the end of this week and get them started next week. So.
Well, if that's your passion and you love guns, think about Carlos and Umpqua Survival, because I tell you what, I'm thinking about it.
Honestly, I'm more concerned with how good they're going to fit in with the staff and their customer service skills than what they know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've tried to present that positive attitude and great customer service when people come in, and that's what's important to me.
Absolutely.
We can teach them the rest of the stuff and make them pretty knowledgeable on the products and that thing, but it's hard to teach people how to be good to other people. So
100%.
So how much does one pay have to work there?
How much would you have to pay?
I mean,
it's like, to lose anybody else.
Can you imagine going to work in the toy store?
Yeah.
I would have a zero
Actually,
check.
That's a good question, Carlos, because us girls might be willing to pitch in and.
Ouch!
Just to get rid of him, huh?
Just kidding.
Can you imagine what my paycheck would look like there? Alan, you owe me, you know.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good deal.
Oh, that would be such a fun. And let's face it.
You can't afford to work there, Alan.
Oh, I couldn't. And you get the greatest people. I mean, they're always, I mean, hardly anyone's grumpy. I mean, it's not like anything in there you have to buy. So you're in there to buy something you want. And it's like, what a cool place to work.
Yeah.
It really would be. So
I think the key thing is like what Carlos said, though. It's like hire for the attitude and train the skill and find the right attitude that's going to click with everybody in there, because everybody in there always seems to get along so well. And they joke and poke fun with each other, and it's just lighthearted. And you're getting the work done,
well, we're
too.
We're like a little family in there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
We're working so close together for so many hours. If you don't get along, it's just not going to work.
Right.
So.
You know, that's exactly what even in our office, it's like, hey, if you can love on people, that's the hard part. I can teach you the rest. You know, just finding that servant's heart, you know, and thankfully in this town, we have a lot of those. You know, it's just so we're starting to look maybe to add another person. So it's like, okay, even at the drive-ups, you know, it's just like, wow, what an incredible heart. You can see it, you know, so. It really is, and you got to get an incredible staff there. But I know it's hard because you want to see your employees improve their lives and move on. But then the greedy side of you says, no, don't, you know. Yeah.
Don't leave the family.
Yeah, I told my wife, Sarah was going off about that the other night, and I had to explain to her. I said, you know, for me, it's a career for me because I own the business. But for everyone else, it's not a career. You're not going to get rich working there.
Right.
So if I can get a couple years out of people, I'm perfectly happy with that. And it makes me happy to see them doing well in their lives. And
you know it's hard for them to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite jobs in the world was working for Tom Graham at the Shell station. You know, I mean, just meeting all these people. And I mean, unfortunately, at that time, your minimum wage gas pumping jobs weren't going to cut it. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of neat because that training has made me so much better at what I do. And I'm sure same thing with your employees. That exposure to the public and all that prepares them for that next step in life.
Yeah, I think it's great. And hopefully you might still come in and find them hanging out with us. That'd be cool.
Right.
So, and absolutely.
Because
I said, we're all like family. So even the ones that don't work there anymore are like family.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, time for a break already, you two. So we'll be back in just a moment. Normally it's time for the Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival, but we're just going to keep rolling with Carlos. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Can't hear a word you guys are saying.
me and Carlos over here talking about Shannon, and she's got her headphones on, so she's not hearing a word.
I didn't hear a word.
But it's getting so hot in here, I was like, Shannon Lord. Must be having hot flashes or something.
Yeah. Probably. Wouldn't be too far off.
This room is getting hot.
It is stuffy in here, y'all.
Well, I'll tell you what, but we're not complaining because, man, it's so weird how warm it is outside.
Yeah.
It was like 69 degrees.
I think that's a storm coming.
Yeah, the calm before the storm.
Well, that's not super helpful for deer hunting, though.
Probably. Oh, yeah, and I think the deer like it when it's storming.
Yeah. Well, it makes it easier for me because clomping through the woods like a tank, it kind of quiets down a little bit. Probably not, but.
Well, I had to take Jeffrey's dad to Eugene the other day. He had a procedure on Tuesday up in Eugene. And I could not believe how many dead deer I saw on the side of the road.
Oh, they're
so
going in the rut.
I started the counter to 24.
Yep. Oh, that's
24 between my house to Eugene and back. So I-5 North to Eugene, Springfield Gateway Mall, and back. 24.
Was there any at the mall?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well,
they avoid there because Cabela's.
Yeah, you can. You tend to see things,
they
though.
They avoid it.
That must have been an emotional ride for you. You can't deal with that.
It was gross. It was gross, and I'm like, really? But it's so foggy, and I think that really, really, really played into it, too, as these semis are going down the road, can't see the fog, and then boom.
Yeah, it is
because there was a lot of booms.
The bucks are starting to go in the rut a little bit. As notes, the necks are starting to swell up, and I almost had one dash in front of me on the way. And that's one thing to keep in mind, folks. If you see one deer running by you, that doesn't mean it's all clear. There's like two or three of his buddies saying, oh, man, he made it. Let's follow him. And bam, right in front of your car. So,
especially if the one jumping in front of you doesn't have horns. Yeah. Then the one behind her probably might then.
Yeah. So it's like when you see that first one, stop. Yeah. You know, they're coming.
Just hesitate. Wait
a
minute.
Don't try and swerve either because that's even worse.
Please.
Yeah. Just either slow down or hit them.
Yeah. we will definitely pay.
There's a lot of people that went with the hit them mode.
Yep. I don't mind, you know, I would much rather, you know, at the agency, fix people's cars from hitting a deer than pay hospital bills from people who swerve and end up hitting a tree or another vehicle, God forbid.
Yeah, or a big ditch or, somebody else or
yeah.
Good grief.
So absolutely, just hit them and, you know, part of the circle of life. You know, you can sing the Lion King song and feel all good. You're helping. Culling the herd.
Carlos. Do you guys ever do a big buck contest at yours? I know you're not all about hunting. You're about survival, but I was curious. Do you guys do that?
So I tried to two or three years ago, and we only had like two entries.
Oh, so, those are good odds. I say try that next year, and I'm in.
So
I could get a roadkill and win.
You can. You can call and tag them now.
as you know, Sean, I got Sean working there now, and he came from Waldron's, and Waldron's always does that, and they're really successful with it. So he's really pushing me. So next year we'll probably do something like that.
Well, I haven't heard about it from over there either. I don't feel like I've heard about it at all, but I am gone a lot.
I think you're right because I think the local paper, somebody used to do it and I just don't see it anymore unless I'm missing it too. But I normally do.
There's so many people that are so sensitive to that kind of crap. So
yeah.
Hell with it.
Okay, sorry about the sensitives.
This is America.
I feel like I'm sensitive.
You're always sensitive.
Right? And that don't bother me much.
Yeah, so it's like...
People always tell me that I'm super sensitive.
They do?
You?
No, not at all.
Here we go back to the
beginning. He's sensitive about
his
taste of whiskey. That's about it. So
likes the good stuff.
Hey,
who
Shannon.
Doesn't like the good stuff? What's up, Alan?
I need to ask our readers a favor.
Okay. I think they're listeners, though.
I'm sorry, I went to the news review. Oh, maybe that's a sign. We need to publish in the paper, too.
We need to do an article.
But our local Miss Douglas County teen, Lena Larracy.
Which is Miss Oregon's outstanding teen now.
I was getting there.
Well, she's not
You stole my thunder.
No.
Was blessed enough to win Miss Oregon's outstanding teen.
Yes.
And I don't know much about pageants. Everybody that knows me knows I hate pageants. But I can tell you they are absolutely amazing in changing young ladies' worlds. I've seen it with my old girls. Mm-hmm. Just a tremendous growth and everything. Well, so, but I guess in the whole national pageant, there's been a lot of confusion. Somebody new took it over. I don't know. I don't get into it. I just kind of hear whispers, and I'm so deaf I don't hear much of what they're talking about. But the one thing I did hear is they just dropped a bomb that our local Miss Douglas County, who is our Miss Oregon teen, Lena, has to raise a lot of money in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a real challenge for her. And so I would ask if you have a business, I know we're getting into time here, and if you've got $100, $200 that you can still have extra in your budget for advertising or something like that. She has to do a page, and I think it was like $1,200 she has to raise just for that. And they just told her, and she has, it's Thanksgiving's this month, so basically you have 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So if anybody, Lord puts her on your heart to help her get back to represent us at the Miss... Is it Miss America or Miss?
Yeah.
Or Miss America teen. Shannon knows all about this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do that. You know,
It's a big deal this year.
Well, it's like I did sports for my kids. My wife did the culture, which was a pageant. Dan's band. Ugh, band. That was horrible growing up. Watching your kid band.
Oh, my goodness.
But
stop.
So that's why my wife has such an amazing heart for that. But if the Lord's put on your heart to be, you know, help this young lady on her trip to represent us at Nationals, you know, obviously you can stop by the office, drop it off. You can go probably drop a message at your Q Facebook.
Yeah.
I know Miss Douglas County's Facebook, whatever. I mean, if it's $20, whatever, you know, together we've accomplished some pretty major stuff. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be about $4,000 or $5,000 for her whole trip. And that's just crazy to have to raise that kind of money in 2.5 weeks. So if it's, like I said, I don't want to go on anymore, but if it's on your heart, please consider helping out Lena to go to Miss America.
Hey, yeah. if you come up with some kind of a post or something, we'll share it on our social media, and I'll put it in next week's newsletter so that all 150 people that watch our newsletter will know about it.
Perfect. I would appreciate that, Carlos. Thank you.
So, okay, Carlos is 150 people. Okay.
Two of them are in the room.
Honestly, seriously. Yeah, you're right. So if you have not checked out the newsletter, they post it on their social media, Facebook, Instagram, maybe Twitter. I don't have the tweeting of the Twitter of any of that garbage, so I don't know.
If you
know
go to
it.
Our website, it pops up with a thing asking if
or
you want to enroll.
And you should.
Absolutely. I can't believe it's only 150 because it's a great, most educational. I love it.
Okay, so the one that came out last week was educational because now I know what everybody staff's member favorite scary movies are. And I'm sorry, it tells me a little bit about y'all down there. And when I come down there next time, I might be giving some of you some side eye.
That was
be
a couple
like,
weeks ago.
We got some
Halloween.
Seriously demented people at that Unquote Survival, huh?
Might be a couple of you I might think now are a little twisted. But anyway, it's entertaining, and everybody should check it out.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to hit the, you know, Premier Insurance, Facebook, whatever, we'll make sure
to
have it
happen.
We'll
try to get out there tomorrow.
We'll get it up. We'll make it happen.
Okay, Lena, that's your homework. Get us something to put up.
We don't do ums. That's dead air. Let's go.
We don't do ums.
Hey, I thought you were a professional at this.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you thought wrong, A, and B, I'm going to push this button.
Yeah, you're the captain of the ship. Hello, we're sinking.
No, we're not sinking.
Don't cry.
We're barely floating.
Listen to that. See what I have to deal with, folks, every day. We're not sinking. Yeah, come on.
That's my optimism. That's my eternal optimism. Anyway, I know, Carlos, I know you have, I think on November 18th, you have a concealed carry class or something coming up.
We have one this weekend, too, on the 4th.
Oh, on the 4th.
We have the one this weekend is a multi-state. The 18th is Oregon only. On the 2nd of December, we have a multi-state. And on the 9th of December, we have an Oregon only. So,
are you still getting pretty good numbers after your class?
Well, this time of year is always slower for classes. So that's why we don't have as many going. And then it seems like right after the first of the year, they really start picking up. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I love this. I mean, that's pretty darn frequent, you know, every couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And I love it. You know, I want to see everybody with a concealed carry that, you know, ladies especially. And it's amazing how many ladies are jumping on board. And, you know, we got to step up because they're trying to take it away. So we need to step up. And every one of us that gets a concealed is just one voice that's stronger. So when they say Douglas County's got 400,000 concealed carry permit holders, they know, hey, we better not mess with the voters down there.
Don't mess with the Douglas County.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. All right. It's already time for our last break here. So we're going to be back with the last bit of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Ooh, you're good.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. I'm still Shannon He's
and I'm still Alan, but I'm not as quite happy as when we went to break.
I'm still Carlos.
Well, it's like...
He's still Carlos.
There we go. We got maybe 5 minutes left.
Okay.
And you're over here poking the bear, bringing on these woke, canceled garbage crap.
I did. I probably peed in your Cheerios. Sorry.
What are you doing? I don't have time to go on a tirade.
I'm pretty sure anyone that knows that you always have time for a tirade.
That's like...
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk.
I'm going to have to be quiet for a while. I'm just afraid of what I'll say.
Well, if y'all haven't gone out and re-upped your insurance, have a good time doing that, because they're asking all kinds of really stupid, irrelevant, and dumb questions. And
that's what we're talking about, woke garbage.
So,
By the way, speaking of woke garbage, let me say, I heard the greatest song today. It's a new one, and it's the title of it is Cancel by Randy Houser.
Check it out.
Plug in, listen to the song, turn up your radio a little more, whatever you listen to. It is like my anthem.
I'm gonna listen to it as soon as I get in the car. Oh, I'm gonna have Siri hook me up and I'm gonna listen to that when I get in the car.
Yeah. You'll know what to put on those sexuality questions on your application after you read that.
Okay.
See, sorry.
That's okay.
Let me go back to being quiet. I'm going back to being quiet.
No, you're not.
I'm a little fired up.
Because we need to announce We need to make an announcement for the winner of the Umpqua Survival $25 gift certificate that Carlos is so generous to donate each show.
No.
And I don't know if all these people are Beyonce fans and if they're all my single ladies, but we got another lady winner in the house. So.
This is impossible.
It's darn right and embarrassing for the male gender. I think
it's great.
It's awesome.
Because you know what that means is these are all female customers coming into my store.
100%.
And I love it. I love having everybody come in there and feel comfortable. And
yeah. Shop. Well, I need to clarify. So it's not, yes. I'm not being sexist. I feel the same way if it was guys for 42 in a row.
For 42.
Okay. Last week it was a man.
It's like
we broke the streak last week.
But it's like, my gosh! Eventually, you flip heads, and it's got to come up tails, and you can't get one tails out of 42 heads. It's like, but the lady, and especially the market, it's not like Carlos was selling lingerie, which wouldn't be a bad idea. But
you're not even in the drawing. Why are you so angry?
It's just a
don't
math thing.
Don't you have a
thing.
Pill for that?
Eventually, we got to have more guys because there's got to be more guys in there. But it's not.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find some concealed carry lingerie.
Yeah, that's right.
Concealing. Yeah.
I know where my wife would put her pistol, right there in bra strap.
Oh, gravy. She's going to text you right now. Angie, light him up. Send the text messages.
Well,
yeah, but what would I do with that stuff when they return it and they didn't like it?
Ugh. I don't know.
There's a website you could sell it on. You're going to make a lot of money.
Probably. Oh, Lord, help us
out.
I told you this was the Halloween, the show after Halloween, and this was going to be the most scariest show of the year. I did not disappoint. Oh, my gosh, you guys are killing me, Smalls. Well, next week, Greg and Teresa.
Ellen, shut up. And next week.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Well, I'd like to thank all our listeners and readers for putting up with the show because it was basically of very little value, but we had fun.
It was darn too.
I hope both of them had fun.
I had fun, and
I hope Carlos.
So, but we'll please step up again. And help Lena.
Yeah.
Get your Christmas presents ready for the drum down at Umpqua Survival. Those are the two big things.
Hey, and thank you guys for having me on the show. Yeah, I've had a good time.
Well, we're going to put you on payroll.
Yeah.
All right. I'll probably make the same as you guys.
Right? 100% more. I'm going to double your salary.
Let's see. Zero times zero. What? Oh, goodness. Anyway, we really do appreciate everybody, and we get some fun feedback. Usually people are pretty nice, don't text me, but they text Alan, and then he fills me in, and they're always good for a giggle or a laugh or heartwarming because we have some very, very, very wonderful folks out there who are doing a lot of praying for our kiddo Owen. Yep. And
it's either that or it's Dad, shut up.
Yes. Either way, I'm entertained and appreciate all those. So it's very great. Good times had by all. Carlos, thanks for coming in and hanging with us. We did have somebody, we didn't get to say that, that we'll have on later, who
did
went
you,
home
did
and
did you
had
ever say the winner's name?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I don't think you did. I think you just said that it was a woman.
It was Jennifer.
No, you didn't.
Okay, it's Jennifer Hunt. I did. Rewind.
Jennifer, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alan's really happy about it. Oh, goodness. Well, I kind of feel like, I don't know. I feel like a kid that played hooky and should be getting in trouble for what this show.
I'm afraid to walk out the door. It's like, I'm not sure what I did wrong, but I know it's something.
It was fun either way.
It's a good time. Good time.
I haven't got an FCC fine yet, so I'm
doing
all right.
We're doing all right.
I don't think we can get fined if we're not employees.
I'm good.
I don't know.
You mean we can use the 7 dirty words?
No, I'm pretty sure we're not. Pretty sure that's not okay. All right, everybody. Well, even though we got a little silly here on today's show, you all know what to do. It's the fall. Enjoy it. Enjoy our changing of the colors. And as always, be kind to everybody.
And God bless.
And God bless everybody.
Love every one of you. Thank you.
Yeah. Carlos, we'll see you back here soon.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, we'll see you next Thursday with more of Your Cue. Bye for now.